And no doubt we're going through an economic time that is very, very difficult for the auto industry. It's also difficult for businesses all across this country and just families as they try to make their budgets work out. I want to say to all of my colleagues on both the left and right, on the Democratic and Republican sides, we have an historic opportunity to actually solve this problem. And I think the solution is very, very simple. So what I've tried to do is figure out a way to create a piece of legislation that is elegant, is simple, actually solves the problem and causes these companies to be in great shape, and for us to be able to move ahead and know that that has been done. You know, there's a lot of times I've heard people say, hey, you know, we're from the government and we're here to help you. And obviously when people hear that, they usually run for the hills. I think this is a case where if we will just take a moment, we can actually do something that is great for these companies, because we have a big stick. These companies cannot get financing anyplace except from the federal government. And so we have an opportunity to sort of thread the needle in a very simple way and cause these companies to be successful. So I would just ask of my colleagues, why would we not take a simple piece of legislation, put it in place, it acts like debtor in process, in possession financing, it does the things we need to do to make sure that the bondholders and the UAW themselves do the things they need to do to make the company whole. Management is already hamstrung by the bill. It lays out the things that management must forego for these loans to be in place. And let's leave here having done something that actually causes these companies to be healthy, vibrant, able to go into the future in a strong way for the first time in 30 years. We can do something great today if we will just sit down and do it.